Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I've recently been dating this guy, whom I like a lot. We had sex over the weekend, and now my vagina is itchy and puffy. I don't have any pain when I pee or anything, but don't understand why I'm itching. Before this weekend, it had been about 2 years since I had sex.
If your vagina or vulva is still itching and looking puffy, pink, red, or inflamed, it's worth checking in with a healthcare provider. As you had sex with him only a couple of days earlier, it's unlikely that you're itching as a result of an STI infection. Symptoms from chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, and other STIs typically take longer to appear if they ever do. Many people never notice STI symptoms. Did you use a condom when you had sex? If so, perhaps you're hypersensitive or allergic to an ingredient on the lubricant on the condom, if indeed the condom was pre-lubricated, which most are. If you added store-bought lubricant or used an arousal cream of some sort, it's also possible that you're irritated as a result of being sensitive or allergic to an ingredient in one of those products. If, on the other hand, you didn't use a condom and your guy, your boyfriend, ejaculated inside of you or on your vulva, then you may be hypersensitive or allergic to his semen. Some women are hypersensitive or allergic to the semen of a particular man, and others are hypersensitive or allergic to semen in general. Other times, the sensitivity or allergy isn't to semen itself, but to something the man ate or ingested, such as nuts or penicillin. If you're allergic to certain foods, you may want to ask him to limit eating those foods, or you may want to use condoms when you have sex. So, how do you know what's going on? Aside from checking in with a healthcare provider, after all, the itching and puffiness might not even be linked to sex, maybe you have a yeast infection, you might try experimenting. Once you feel like yourself again, with your vagina being free of itching and puffiness, try changing something about the way you had sex last time. If you didn't use a condom last time, try using a condom this time. If all goes well, then maybe you're indeed sensitive or allergic to a semen. If so, you might stick with using condoms for a while, but to test the theory out more fully, you too might decide to once again go without a condom to see what happens. Just make sure to use some other form of reliable birth control and to both get tested for STIs before ditching condoms. You can do similar at-home experiments with other aspects of sex. If you used a lubricated condom last time, try using an unlubricated condom and see how that feels. Or if you had very vigorous intercourse last time, which can cause vaginal irritation, try having more gentle intercourse this time. You may be able to fix the situation at home. If not, these types of at-home experiments can help give your doctor or nurse useful information in their quest to help you. Read more about vaginal and vulvar health and sex, not to mention vagina-themed arts and crafts, in Read My Lips, A Complete Guide to the Vagina and Vulva. Health-specific information can be found in the V-Book, A Doctor's Guide to Complete Vulvovaginal Health.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
My boyfriend hasn't been able to reach orgasm from a handjob, so I find a blowjob is the only way of pleasing him. However, it still takes him a while, sometimes nearly 45 minutes. At first I thought he was just nervous, but now I'm starting to get a little frustrated. Is there anything I can do?
Although we commonly seem to accept the fact that many women find that it's difficult or takes a long time to have an orgasm, many people are often surprised to find out that many men find it difficult to ejaculate or have an orgasm as well. Sometimes men find it difficult to reach orgasm in very specific situations, like if they worry that someone will walk in on them or hear them having sex. Other times, men find it difficult to orgasm from certain types of sex acts, such as hand stimulation, oral sex, vaginal intercourse, or anal sex. If this is an issue that you and your boyfriend can talk to each other comfortably and with care and respect for each other about, you might consider asking him whether he's able to reach orgasm during masturbation. If he is able to do so, then you may have a starting place. You might be able to ask him if he would feel comfortable masturbating in front of you, either while you watch, or while you kiss him, or while you do something else that you both would find enjoyable or arousing. You might be able to learn how it is that he masturbates, and then try a similar style of hand stimulation yourself. Sometimes men who have difficulty masturbating from hand or oral stimulation from a partner simply have developed a very effective but often specific technique that works for them, and they may find it difficult to communicate that to a partner or to orgasm from other types of stimulation. With time and practice, he may be able to learn to reach orgasm from different types of stimulation. To do this, he may want to start masturbating in different ways, with and without lubrication, with varying hand positions, or other strategies such as rubbing against his bed or pillows. That is, only if he wants to learn to expand his repertoire. You might also try to relax and focus less on his orgasm as a goal, and instead place importance on pleasure, intimacy, and connection. Focusing too much on trying to get him to have an orgasm may feel like pressure to him, or make him aware of the fact that it takes him a while to have an orgasm, and that pressure or anxiety can make it even more difficult to orgasm. You might find that the Good Vibrations Guide to Sex, or the Guide to Getting It On, can provide ideas for other ways of sexual play, and For Each Other by Dr. Lonnie Barbeck may help you learn more about sexually relating to each other. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.